Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Generally speaking, the word anger is used with a bad connotation. Most Christians have problems with anger, but we are not forbidden to be angry. If we were, that might be a command none of us could keep. Paul puts anger in the right perspective when he writes, "Be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down on your wrath." Ephesians 4:26. Dr. A.T. Robertson calls this command in verse 26 a permissive imperative, not a command to be angry. The Holy Spirit knows the dangers of prolonged anger, so he commanded, "Let not the sun go down on your wrath." There are times when anger is appropriate, but even legitimate anger, if we're not careful, can lead us to sin. If what I have read to you about anger is true, how could the holy God we serve ever be angry? There are a substantial number of passages that tell us of God's anger. Do you remember the excuses Moses offered for not accepting the leadership of the Israelites? Moses said he was of slow speech, as if the Lord did not know that. He told the Lord, in effect, "Send anybody you choose, just do not send me." And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Moses, and he said, "Is not Aaron the Levite your brother? I know he can speak well. And also, behold, he comes forth to meet you. And when he sees you, he will be glad in his heart." Exodus 4:14. Over and over, the Old Testament authors write, "The anger of the Lord was kindled greatly." Numbers 11:10, for example. Jeremiah urged the Israelites to turn again from their evil ways. He then commanded, "Go not after other gods to serve them and to worship them, and provoke me not to anger with the works of your hands, and I will do you no hurt." Jeremiah 25:6. Was there really a danger that the Israelites would go after other gods? If there were not, why did God warn so often about his people's going after other gods? If the Israelites did go after other gods to serve them and to worship them, was there any possibility they could fall from grace? If they went after other gods, and they did many times, they had already fallen from grace, regardless of the teaching of John Calvin. God said he would do them hurt if they went after other gods. Why did God tell the Israelites of his anger when they engaged in idolatry, if their serving and worshiping other gods in no way endangered their eternal welfare? Besides, the prophets continually commanded the Israelites to turn. If their souls were not in jeopardy, then turning may have been good and pleasant for them, but it was not essential. Yet the Old Testament and the New make it very plain that God demanded repentance when the Israelites and when Christians sinned against God. The people out of Christ must also repent. And the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commands all men everywhere to repent, because he has appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he has ordained, whereof he has given assurance unto all men in that he has raised him from the dead. Acts 17:30-31. No one who needs to repent will be forgiven without repenting. The Lord was disappointed that his people were worshiping gods they had made with their own hands. By the mouth of his great prophet Jeremiah, God said to the Israelites, "Yet you have not hearkened unto me, that you might provoke me to anger with the works of your hands." Jeremiah 25:7. Can you imagine anyone's being so foolish as to turn from the living God to gods of one's own making? People all over the world and in all ages have done so. My friends, I urge you to serve the true and living God. Thank you, and may God bless you.